As a small business owner, your success depends upon a wide variety of factors. Your ability to authentically connect with and book your prospective clients, your expertise and artistry, your client experience, and more. Being small business owners requires us to wear many hats, one of which involves continuous learning and growth. No matter your years of experience or whether your business is new or established, continuous learning can make a meaningful difference in how your business evolves, grows, and succeeds in the years ahead. Today, I'm excited to share 7 types of education to explore pursuing in 2024. Welcome to the Brand It, Build It podcast, a podcast created by Kelly and Andra, co-founders of With Grace and Gold, an award-winning brand and web design business equipping thousands of small business owners to expand their reach and their revenue through professional brand and web design. Through weekly 10-minute episodes, the Brand It, Build It podcast helps you to boost brand awareness and build a successful business, one clear, succinct, and actionable episode at a time.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to episode 201 of the Brand It, Build It podcast, 7 types of education to pursue in 2024. I'm your host, Kelly Zuge, and today I'm excited to explore a variety of ways you can continue learning and growing as a small business owner. The landscape of small business ownership has changed so much over the past decade and will, of course, continue to evolve. So how can you stay ahead of the curve and better ensure your success moving forward? Here are 7 types of business education to consider. Number 1, continuous self-reflection. As a small business owner, it's essential to know what your strengths and weaknesses are, and to be aware that pursuing continuous learning and growth isn't a sign of weakness, but of strength. What areas of your business do you feel strong in? Where do you need more growth? By reflecting on your business journey and being honest about what is going well and what could be improved upon, you can set yourself up for success moving forward. Number 2, online courses and webinars. Enroll in online courses or attend webinars designed for your field or led by professionals whose businesses you admire. Additionally, resources like Coursera, Udemy, and LinkedIn Learning offer a variety of courses in a range of small business topics. Number 3, networking events. Attend in-person conferences, seminars, and local business networking events. Connecting with fellow small business owners both within and beyond your field can provide valuable insights, opportunities, and a chance to learn from their experiences. Number 4, business books. Read books on business strategy, small business marketing, and more. The 4-Hour Workweek, The E-Myth, and This Is Marketing are just a few books we recommend. Number 5, mentorship. Seek mentors who have experience in your field or who have successfully navigated similar challenges. A mentor can provide guidance, share their knowledge and expertise, and offer valuable feedback. Having someone see and assess your business from a blank canvas can be extremely beneficial. Whether you pursue one-on-one mentorship or a group mentorship program, surrounding yourself with people in your industry is likely to generate creative ideas and open you and your business up to possibilities and plans you may not have otherwise considered. Number 6, podcasts and audiobooks. Listen to business podcasts and audiobooks about business. Consider searching on Apple Podcasts or Spotify Podcasts for specific topics or for answers to questions you've had. You'll likely discover podcast episodes or industry professionals you hadn't heard of before. Number 7, stay informed about industry trends. What blogs, resources, or newsletters are centered on your industry? Where can you go to learn about what is trending in your unique field or how you can expect your industry to change or evolve in the months and years ahead? For small business owners, being open to change is extremely helpful. Whether it's mastering new photography skills and techniques for luxury weddings, staying on top of the latest trends in sustainable event planning, or simply improving our digital marketing skills, every new skill we acquire enhances our value proposition as business owners and opens doors to new opportunities. I am so hopeful that today's episode equips you to confidently pursue small business education you may not have otherwise considered. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review the Brand It, Build It podcast on Apple Podcasts so Brand It, Build It can serve more small business owners. For more information about how brand and web design can equip your small business for success, please visit withgraceandgold.com.